Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kleba's in. Powell is out. Shot clock at four. Doncic over Curry. Hooked away by Doncic on the dribble by Kuminga. Here comes Kleba. Wow! They take out Lee. They bring in Curry. They stay in the zone. Doncic!
It's been one of the best in the NBA.
It's Mark Cuban's building. Get it fixed.
Look at Luka. Luka's like, what are you talking about? The water, roof, floor?
Even in some of the gyms I play in over in Europe, we don't have this problem, this problem with. But they've used every towel on that bench to soak up the moisture.
Dallas is led by three. Warriors have led by four. Snapping it outside. Bullock. Three. Hits another one. Two in a row.
Dinwiddie has played well.
Finney Smith will drop one hard inside. 21.
Got here by playing with some more pace. You've got to do the same thing.
Dinwiddie sets up.
Maybe not. We ain't done yet.
I love that. Mavs montage from Troy Hughes, because it had everything, because last night had everything. Most importantly, a Mavs W to allow us to keep talking about their playoff run. It's Sean and RJ after they stayed alive in the series. 119-109 in Game 4 at the AAC. What was the atmosphere like?
You know, I thought the atmosphere was different than I'd ever experienced before. I'd never been to a game where the team was down 3-0, where the home team was down 3-0. I thought it was, and obviously I was not at game three, so I can't really speak to how loud it was in the building then, but I thought it was pretty loud. I also thought the crowd felt, best way to describe it was loud and free. You know, you've reached that point where you've come to grips with whatever's going to happen. And whatever happens, you're not going to get tore up. You're not going to get antsy about it. You're just, we're here. We're enjoying the night. And that's how I felt the crowd was. I thought the crowd was a very free kind of crowd. It was loud.
Nothing to lose.
There you go. They had nothing to lose. The crowd knew they had nothing to lose. The team had nothing to lose. This was no matter what happened, they were either going to win the game and have a party, or they were going to lose and celebrate what was a deeper run than anybody imagined. And that's how, I think that's the best way I could describe it, was it was a loud and free crowd.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Warrior fans there.
A lot of Warrior fans?
More than I expected. There was two guys sitting next to us that had, and this was the oddest thing, they both had Steph Curry jerseys on, but they were cheering for the Mavericks. It was the weirdest thing I'd ever experienced in my life. I'd never seen anything like it. And I didn't realize they were cheering for the Mavs until like the fourth quarter. I was like, then they start like clapping all the time. I'm like, what is going on here? There was more Warrior fans than I expected.
Mavs finally won a third quarter. They outscored the Warriors 37-23. Outscored them by 14. It was 99-70 after three. Steve Kerr tried to wave the white flag, but the backups got them back in it. Like, no defense. Matador defense being played by Dallas. It got cut down to 8 with about 3 minutes left. They put Steph back in, but then a Luka dunk. Brunson drew a charge. Reggie hit the three that ended it. 115-102 with 2.5 left, and Luka was putting the ball on the floor and going to the basket to try to go ahead and close this out. So now it's 3-1, and there was an article from Kevin Pelton, why the NBA is still waiting for the first 3-0 comeback. RJ is going to take you through it. And I love the mentality from Nick Nurse, who was down 3-0 against the Sixers. If it gets a 3-1, it's not 3-0 anymore. And 3-1 has been done. Mm-hmm. So I love that mentality. Let's talk about the makeup of this comeback that is eventually going to one day happen.
It is going to one day happen. Terry Francona.
Happened 4 times in the NHL. Mm-hmm. The Kings recently did it 2014. Red Sox, Yankees we know about in 2004.
Yeah, Terry Francona, who managed that Red Sox team, said, yeah, you know, just get me one win. Just get one win. Don't worry about it. It is tough to say, but it is a coach speak, right? Just one day at a time. But literally, just win a game. You don't have to win. You don't have to come back from 3-0. You just got to win today. And then worry about the next day when it gets there. And that's the mentality that you really have to have. There have been 146 times in NBA history a team has been down 3-0. The reason this doesn't happen is because 122 of them have been the road team in the series. So these comebacks, 75% of the time, fall short in game 5.
I have the exact stats. When it's 3-0, the series ended, right? It's 146-0 overall. Yeah. Of the 146, 90 times it ended in game 4. That's the most.
Mm-hmm.
42 times it ended in game 5. 11 times it ended in game 6. 3 times it went to game 7.
Yeah. And one of those was against the Mavs. Portland did it against the Mavs. They went to game 7. They lost.
Yep.
You know, look, this is not going to be easy. And the reason that 122 of the 146 that have been down 0-3 have been the road team is because they're usually not the better team.
Yeah.
The better team is usually the higher seed. The other reason why it's so difficult is because when you're down 3-0 as the low seed, you've got to win 2 games on the road. The only time teams have done this and made comebacks like this for even 3-1 down, they never had to win 2 games on the road except for Cleveland with LeBron James. But what's the one thing that they had? Injuries. Draymond was suspended for a game. Andrew Bogut went down. You need to have injuries.
Steph Stye last night, I thought maybe was that opportunity.
Yep.
He caught a shot in the thigh. He was limping around. And on TNT, they were saying, this is why you need to close it out. This is why you need to close it out, because things like this can happen. Obviously, Steph was fine, but he was laboring for a bit.
Right. And here's where it gets a little bit easier. There have been 5 times this has happened, a 3-1 deficit since 2015. 5 times since 2015. This is something that didn't really happen all that often prior to then. Of course, Chris Paul was a part of a large part of them. But, you know, injuries also have been more common. You mentioned Steph's, the injury to his leg. The 4 years with the most playoff games lost to injury have all come in the past 7 postseasons. Guys are getting either A, hurt more, or B, more willing to miss a game due to injury. You also need to look at this. For the first 3 games.
Why are people getting hurt more, modern medicine?
I think body awareness, that they're more in tune with their own body, that they say, I'm not going to play through this. Or they don't play well hurt. You know, some guys don't like to play. The money is too great. They're not going to sacrifice it, even though you know what's at stake, a championship. Through the first 3 games of this series, the Mavs' effective field goal percentage, which means you're treating 3-pointers as 1.5 field goals, right, instead of their addition, you know, to reflect the additional value they have, is 4.5 percentage points worse than expected based on the location and the type of shots and the distance to nearby defenders. If all they have to do is go back to what they should be shooting, and this is a completely different series. And it's now 2-2 series because they would have won game 2 if they just go back to that one spot. So there is some cause for the Mavericks to be a little bit optimistic. Not a lot. I mean, it's still going to take 3 awful games from Golden State and 3 A-plus games for the Dallas Mavericks to win this. But someone's going to do it. And the team that does it is going to be the team that lives and dies by the 3 against a team that lives and dies by the 3 and one's hot and one's not. And we might have a formula here.
And do we consider Golden State living and dying by the three?
Well, not necessarily, because they take less than 33s a game in this series, right? But remember I said the Mavs are 4.5 percentage points worse than expected? The Warriors are 4.5 percentage points better than expected. So they're shooting better than they should. And we're shooting worse than we should. And if you were to move that to even it up, now you've got basically an even series.
And you also would have to look at things that were like fluky early on in the series. The flukiest thing was the 19-point lead that was lost. Like, otherwise, there's not a lot of signs here to say, even though you can make the argument this should be 2-2, there's not a lot of signs here to say that the Warriors are not a better team. They have superior talent. So that, you know, like Brooklyn-Boston, the first two games in Boston, like the Nets easily, definitely could have won. And I felt like in the first two games, there was, I felt better about Brooklyn being even with Boston than the Mavs against the Warriors, even though they were up 19 in game two. But that's the anatomy of 3-0 and why some people think it will eventually happen. Is that it for that?
Yeah, like, you know, and listen, even if they do even up their shooting percentages where the Mavericks go back to their norm and the Warriors go to their norm, it's probably still, you know, projection-wise, not enough to actually come back and win this series. But it is enough to force a game six. And if you get the game, the entire goal, obviously, is just force game six. And that is the goal that Golden State wants to avoid. They know if they come back every game six, that it's going to go to game seven.
Well, that's what Barkley thinks. He said, not that it's going to happen,
right,
but Charles saying, you better win game five because you're not coming back to the AAC and winning game six. And then as we saw in Phoenix, who knows what the hell could happen in a game seven situation. Luka talked about being down 3-0. Is it possible after the game with Ali LaForce?
What made this game so much different than the first three?
Our defense. I think our defense was amazing today. Outside the fourth quarter, I think it was amazing. And that's how we got to play, man. We play this defense, we share the ball, we're a dangerous team.
I know it's one game at a time. I'm sure you're aware no team has come back from being 3-0 and won a series, but why can you be the first?
Yeah, you never know, man. We're going to stay together. As I said, we're going to believe, you know, this is one. And straight away, we got to think of the Nets. It's going to be really tough in Golden State. We know that, and we got to stay together.
So there's Luka commenting after the game. He got off to a rough start. When it comes to a player this great, I'm always like stalking them out like a lunatic. And Luka early on, he had 7 points in the first quarter. And where's his? Oh, he started 1 of 6. And then Kevin Harlan dropped a Granberry reference. Did you hear that, Troy? Luka 1 of 6, and then he hit the deep, deep three.
Yeah, he mentioned Granberry yesterday, and then the previous game he dropped a Denton reference. So either Kevin Harlan's very familiar with the Metroplex, or he's the last guy I know using MapQuest, and he's just like picking out different suburbs.
What do you, if they get back to game six, what do you think is the third city he references?
That's Rockwall. Rockwall, baby.
I think Rockwall.
Wow. Rockwall.
See, both the ones that he talked about.
He should attempt. Waxahachie.
Yeah, Waxahachie. I don't know, that Miranda Lambert song, Waxahachie, is pretty good, so he may know that one. So Waxahachie or Midlothian, he may want to throw out there, or Erath.
What else was on our tour where we had amazing turnouts?
We went to Gun Barrel City.
Yeah.
We went to Granberry and went to Gainesville.
Okay.
Right, Gainesville, right?
Gainesville, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, which one is the one where y'all acted like 4-year-old girls and ran out because there was a snake?
In Gainesville.
That was in Gainesville. Yeah, that's right.
That was me. That was,
God, why did we not have a webcam back then?
It's not the Joe Buck Zoo up there. What is it? The Tom Buck Zoo?
Sure, that sounds great.
There's a zoo in Gainesville. I can't remember what the name of it is.
So that was Kevin Harlan. His last night had everything. You had a rain delay, 16-minute umbrellas being used inside. Mark Cuban looking furious with multiple leaks. Draymond's free throw getting stuck on the rim. Almost coughed up a 29-point lead, and the Mavericks approaching the record for most threes made in a game. It was 25. They hit 20 last night, but we got the W, and we can talk about them a little bit longer, but we have to talk about, of course, what happened in our own state with the tragedy that has taken over the entire world in terms of the news coverage. We will play you what Steve Kerr, Warriors coach, had to say before last night's game, and if you want to get in a few phone calls, I think it's something we should all talk about together as well at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. What happened in Uvalde with Steve Kerr and the Tolo talk next on Sean and RJ?
Frank Buckzoo, thank you, Tolos. Let's get you over to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. You've been looking to get that new vehicle, that brand new 2022 GMC Sierra, the truck, the Denali, the AT4. Maybe you want the GMC Yukon. They've got it there too. And they're getting brand new deliveries every single day. New inventory coming in on trucks every single day to Parkway Buick GMC in Sherman. Drive the difference to Parkway Buick GMC and see for yourself how easy it is. You've heard Troy rave about Gilchrist Automotive for years. That's what this is a Gilchrist Automotive store. He's a Tolo, Stephen Gilchrist, as is the general manager, Justin Rogers. Huge Tolos. Hook him up, hit him up, and they'll hook you up with 2 years free maintenance on any new or used vehicle that they've got in stock right there at Parkway Buick GMC. Reserve yours today. You don't even have to leave the comfort of your own home. You can do it all online. Reserve it at ParkwayBuickGMC.com. Drive a little further to save a lot more at Parkway Buick GMC. We are professional grade.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And Deshaun and RJ on 105.3. The Fan, Mavs are still alive. That means game five tomorrow on the West Coast. And if you want everything for that game, spread, projections, money line, and more, check out BetQL. It's available right now on the Odyssey app. Segment this morning brought to you by the Khan Academy and Franklin Frankel. Texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts, because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Franklin Frankel at 214-333-3333.
Our sister station, News Radio 1080, KRLD, tweeted out about 30 minutes ago, North Texas schools will have extra patrols around campuses after what happened yesterday in Uvalde, Texas, about, 90 minutes away from San Antonio. Troy, you usually pass through there on your annual road trips?
Yeah, well, not pass through. I have to go kind of out of the way to go there, because my family and I normally take an RV trip during the summers to Garner State Park, to the Frio River. And the closest, quote unquote, big city that you can go to is Uvalde. That's where you can go to get your Walmart and your floats and everything else. And Robb Elementary is right there. It's a school that I'm very familiar with. I see it every summer. And so, yeah, I know.
19 children dead and two adults is the latest count after the 18-year-old killed his grandmother and then went into the school and let loose. Their final day of school was supposed to be tomorrow. Y'all have kid conversations about this?
I mean, honestly, it's happened enough to where, you know, They already know about it. They already know what goes on. They're all over. My older one's all over social media. Although he's not. He's more on.
What was like the most in-depth discussion that y'all have had about any of these incidents? Like, would you tell them?
You know,
or would they ask?
They really haven't asked. You know, I mean, we haven't had many discussions with them. You know, enough to, you know, my ex-wife's a teacher, so you know they're constantly, you know, going over plans and stuff. So they know a lot about it. But
she been more worried?
I don't believe so. But you know, their school, and I don't know how all schools are, but so every door is locked to every door to the classroom is closed and locked. You don't remember how we used to keep doors open? They don't have that anymore. And they've got magnets on top of the door that basically lock the doors. You can't open them without this, you know,
key code or
the key code, whatever it is. Key card. The doors to get into the building are locked. So, you know, getting in.
Do they have metal detectors?
No.
Okay.
No. Getting in is not easy. You know, for me to go, even to go drop, when I go drop lunch off for my kids, I can't even, the only place I can get into is this little sort of foyer breezeway that's got glass all around it. And I got to just drop the lunch bag there. Like, even if I want to do that. So, it's very, very difficult to get in. So, I think they feel pretty safe. But of course, if there's an active shooter, everything gets locked down. The doors, you can't get in the doors, even if they're like these bulletproof doors or whatever. They're metal. I don't know what the exact material is, but you know, so they do feel pretty safe.
Yeah, and it definitely varies on where you're going to school. I mean, my kids go to Rockwall, so they have what RJ said, where it's kind of more reinforced. But if you're going to, you know, school in Kettle Mills or even Uvalde, you know, you're not going to have that as well. As far as conversations, I have a variety of kids. I have my son who's 15, almost 16, my daughter who's 12, and my youngest daughter who is 8. So my conversations for them are very different. With Hunter, I'm talking to a 15-year-old kid who's almost a man. So he is fully aware of what's going on, and I can have that conversation like I did yesterday. My 12-year-old daughter, I still have the conversation with her, but like most 12-year-olds, she already knew what was happening before I did on TikTok. And that's the world we live in. As far as my 8-year-old, yeah, I talk to her about emergency situations and what you do when a problem happens. Certain words like that when you're talking to an 8-year-old who still is innocent.
Here's Steve Kerr before yesterday's game 4 addressing what happened.
I'm not going to talk about basketball. Nothing's happened with our team in the last 6 hours. We're going to start the same way tonight. Any basketball questions don't matter. Since we left shoot around, 14 children were killed 400 miles from here and a teacher. And in the last 10 days, we've had elderly black people killed in a supermarket in Buffalo. We've had Asian churchgoers killed in Southern California. And now we have children murdered at school. When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to the devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the, I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough. There's 50 senators right now who refuse to vote on HR 8, which is a background check rule that the House passed a couple of years ago. It's been sitting there for 2 years. And there's a reason they won't vote on it, to hold on to power. So I ask you, Mitch McConnell, I ask all of you senators who refuse to do anything about the violence and school shootings and supermarket shootings, I ask you, are you going to put your own desire for power ahead of the lives of our children and our elderly and our churchgoers? Because that's what it looks like. It's what we do every week. So I'm fed up. I've had enough. We're going to play the game tonight, but I want every person here, every person listening to this, to think about your own child or grandchild or mother or father or sister, brother. How would you feel if this happened to you today? We can't get numb to this. We can't sit here and just read about it and go, well, let's have a moment of silence. Yeah, go Dubs, you know. Come on, Mavs, let's go. That's what we're going to do. We're going to go play a basketball game. And 50 senators in Washington are going to hold us hostage. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background check, universal background check? 90% of us, we are being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote, despite what we, the American people, want. They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
16th reported mass shooting in 10 days. 16th in 10 days?
Yeah. Yesterday, Governor Abbott made the comment that it was an incomprehensible act that happened in Uvalde. There have been 21 mass shootings in the state of Texas this year. No, sir, it's actually very easy to comprehend.
Yeah.
When you make a statement like that. And we're talking about school security and maybe what they can do about that. DeMarcus Lawrence, he actually, you know, tweeted out yesterday, how can I find out what public schools need financial support to get better security systems, security personnel, security training? He actually echoed what LeBron James said, let me help you out. Let's work together. Let's do something. No offense, but one of them is one of the greatest basketball players we've ever seen. The other one is a high-profile player for the Dallas Cowboys. Neither are politicians. I mean, you can work towards doing something. That's great.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter if you're not a politician. And it's like you've said before, and a lot of people have said, you've got two aisles here. One aisle wants everyone to line up and take your guns and ammunition and put them in a melting pot and get rid of them. The other one wants everyone to line up and open your mouth and take a pill, whether you have a mental disease or not, and just swallow. But instead, they can't find a way to strip their Democratic or Republican stripes and sit down and work on a resolution.
Yep.
And that's where it needs to start.
That was my biggest takeaway from Steve Kerr. You know, like who is willing to forego their platform, you know, and what you're supposed to do. And, you know, and that goes for the networks, all the networks and everything they're pre-programmed to say. No different from the pre-programming on these sports networks where it's scripted, but now we're talking about lives here, not free throws. Let's hear from the Tolos. Lucas in Fort Worth, you're first up on Sean and RJ. Take it wherever you want, Lucas, in regards to what happened yesterday.
I just honestly want to say thank you to all three of y'all. Y'all are a relief from this because it happened so much that y'all do take it away from what's going on. Sean, you're a dad now, so you do know what it feels like. My son's about to graduate sixth grade, and it takes anything and everything for me to get in there. I don't want to talk about politics. All I want to say is, and I'm going to make it short and sweet, go love the ones that give them a hug, because you might not be able to do it tomorrow, okay? That's all I got to say. And y'all have a very good day. And I know I've been texting y'all, but y'all been great. And y'all take care of things. And y'all get dads like me away from this when you don't want to hear about it. But y'all have a good day and bless y'all.
Thank you for the call, man. That means a lot. Thank you, Lucas. Adolfo in Fort Worth. Go ahead, brother. You're live on the Fan.
I just wanted to talk about school shooting. They were talking about the security. You know, down there, I grew up in Carrizo Springs. And stuff like that doesn't happen. So you see that on TV and stuff like that. But you wouldn't think that would happen down there because everybody's so friendly down there. Like you, when I moved here to Fort Worth, it was a lot different. Like down there, everybody waves at everybody when you're passing by. And it's scary to think something like that could happen down there. And maybe that's why the security was not as much as it is in schools over here, because it's a different world down there than it is up here in the bigger city.
Mm-hmm.
But my uncle worked for that school. He passed away, though, when I was younger. And my aunt still lives in Uvalde. And my cousins are from Uvalde. And they moved to San Antonio. But their kids are the same age as those kids. And I get choked up because, you know, I can't imagine my cousin's kids were in that school still. And, like I said, it's a different world down there. Like, everybody's so nice. So to see that happen down there, it's crazy. It's when I heard about it, my cousin posted it. I couldn't believe it. So I don't know. Maybe that's why it was lenient, more lenient security, because, like I said, stuff doesn't happen like that down there.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
You know, he said stuff doesn't happen like that. And I'll bet you everywhere there's been a shooting, they have said, well, stuff doesn't like that. That doesn't happen here. Like,
right.
You know, do you think in Aurora, Colorado, they thought they were going to get shot up in a movie theater? Or do you think in Buffalo?
Yeah.
You know, they thought that. I imagine that, you know, every time something like this happens, they thought, man, I never could have expected this would happen here.
Yeah. There's evil everywhere.
Oh, gosh.
And there's really scary mental health situations everywhere. Seth and McKinney. Seth, you're live on Sean and RJ, and we're going to keep calls and texts for the next segment as well. So we're going to get to you. 877-881-1053. I think we should just continue to be talking with each other. Seth, go ahead. You're on live.
Yeah. I was in a school shooting at McKinney North my senior year of high school. And I can just say, like, I remember hearing the gunshot go off, like the very first gunshot. And, like, you hear, like, the word shooter be screamed, like, across the halls. And, like, people are getting thrown into the walls. And, like, then silence. Like hit, and like for any kid to like have to go through that, it's terrifying. And like you can hear a pin drop across the campus from like how silent it is. And so like I just thought immediately yesterday, like immediately like trauma sinks in because like you've been through it, but also like for 8-year-old kids, 5-year-old kids that have to go through that, like I was a senior and like I thought I was gonna die. Like, I was texting my parents, like, my final goodbyes, I love yous. And for a kid to have to go through that, I can't even imagine. So no matter, like, where you are, like, on either side of the aisle, like, change does have to occur because, like, these kids are going to school scared. And, like, these kids are going to have to live with that, like, what happened yesterday for the rest of their life. Because even, like, for, like, several months afterward, every time I heard a loud bang, like, I would hide under a table.
Yeah.
Because that's how terrifying it is.
Thank you for sharing that, Seth. Let's continue. 3 powerful phone calls. Whenever we take calls, you guys always come through. It's never the ugliness of social media. I don't know why it is, but it's refreshing. So let's continue with one more segment of phone calls. Then we'll get back to the Mavs staying alive against Golden State with the awesome win last night. 877-881-1053. We're taking your calls on something that, you know, we're all talking about and thinking about and have to come up with a solution for somehow, some way. We'll do it next on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we'll get back to the Mavs. Keeping this series going with the win last night at the AAC. It's Sean and RJ. Troy Hughes taking your phone calls. If you hit us up about another tragedy that took place with the elementary school shooting yesterday that right now has left 19 children dead, two adults. We had three fantastic phone calls in the last segment, and I just wanted to go ahead and have some more interaction. I don't know. For me, it's a little bit therapeutic, and I think that a bigger exchange of ideas is more productive. If you have solutions, I'm very interested to hear, because the thing I like that Steve Kerr said yesterday, and it could come across as insensitive. Enough of thoughts and prayers and enough moments of silence. It's done nothing, and it's not going to do anything. I don't like people who just bitch. I don't like people who just complain and whine and moan. What are you bringing to the table with a solution? What are you going to do to fix anything? Or are you just going to be the person who complains and cries and fights and picks and over and over and over? And the reason that I hate politics is I've lost any faith in leadership on both sides caring about what's most important, right? I get on my mom all the time. She's a social worker, and she's always taking the side of people. And I'm like, Mom, sometimes people are taking advantage of the system. You need to go ahead and you need to adjust your thinking a little bit. But she's such a believer, like, in humanity. You know, I roll my eyes sometimes. I call her a goody-goody, but that's the way I was raised. And, like, you know, my dad being a physician would break the rules in medicine in terms of providing free coverage or free medicine and cut and take shortcuts because he thought that someone getting medical attention, surviving, and continuing to live a better life medically and physically was more important than making the buck off of the little white pill that you rip people off over. And no matter how I come across on the radio or have been for 11 years, like, I always want to react first with, like, what's right? What's right and what's wrong? And I just feel like the people that have been put in charge don't think like that. Everyone gets compromised and is compromised by power and money. And it's a story that's as old as time, right? And it's just depressing. It's depressing. And when we have discussions about it on social media, I can't stand how everyone is many people are incapable. Look, you can have your biggest enemy in life, a person that you think is a 100% total moron, worthless, but there's no way that they don't have, like, one thought that could contribute to a conversation or one positive contribution that you could listen to and take from. Nobody wants to take because it's not their political party or on their side. So we all line up and get the tweets ready that this could be an illegal immigrant, and this is why the borders need to be protected, and this is the gun law battle, and we just line up to start fighting. You know, actually, the national anthem nowadays, after moments like last night during the Mavs game, I was so pissed. I get pissed off now during the national anthem because it's hypocritical. It really is. We all line up and we shed a tear for a couple minutes as we're united for just that little small fraction of time after something like this happens. And as soon as the anthem is done, we go back to fighting. It actually is like a moment for me that I can't stand because I'm like, this has no staying power. This isn't going to last at all. Because we're going to go back and you're a soft lib and you're a hard-headed, cold-blooded Republican, and it's just going to go back and forth, and it's going to be perpetuated by the media on all these stupid shows so everyone can get their ratings up and feed their base. There's no middle ground, and there's no back and forth. That's why I like the phone calls that we just had. So take it wherever you want. Dwayne in Fort Worth. Dwayne, start us off. You're live on Sean and RJ.
Man, you said it better than I could. Exactly what it is. I'm an ex-police officer, and we did a lot of trainings for school shootings and how to go through and clear schools and do whatever, but does it keep them safe? It doesn't. I mean, the problem we have now, I'm not Republican or Democrat, whatever, people start need to think for themselves and realize we just sent $200 trillion to Ukraine. Why can't we spend that money here in schools to beef up security? We've had how many school shootings since Columbine happened, so we haven't learned a thing since that? It's incomprehensible. That's the incomprehensible part of it. We need to go back through and start spending money on our security here and protecting the kids that we do have. It's unfathomable that we can spend so much money and not have money for to protect our own people. And it's sickening and it's disgusting. And I hope people start waking up and start thinking for themselves and get off. Stop being fed all the narratives that you want to be fed.
Yeah.
It's time to come together and start doing something for ourselves, right?
Thank you for the call, Dwayne. I got a lot of messages from Tolos yesterday who are saying there are plenty of ex-service members who could. It's just an idea. I don't know the layers to all these ideas. I'm just throwing out ideas. But I got a lot of Tolos saying, hey, I served. There's a lot of people who serve who could go and work at these schools. You know, it's just an idea.
I mean, is one guard
right
going to stop? You know, who knows, right? I guess if you choke down to the entry points to make it, it's only one entry point, then which it would be anyway. You know, I guess you could do that, but you're right. I mean, you know, politics does play a role in this. There's a mental health role in this. You know, there is a.
I don't know. I don't want to say the politics played a role in a cause.
Oh no! Yeah. I mean, in the gun debate.
Yeah.
Like one side wants to get rid of all your guns, and that's not realistic. And the other one wants to say, hey, everybody needs to have a gun.
Yeah.
And that's not realistic either. It's like, It's just not
intelligent. It makes no sense. You are not capable of believing every single thing that your party line preaches. If there's 100 things, it's not possible for you to say on 100 of those issues, I absolutely believe that's the way to go. But people don't disagree with their own. People don't say, you know what? I like this, but I don't like that.
Well, no, you're
it's,
right.
It's
you're
blind right. loyalty. It's sheepish. It's sheepish and it's all designed to make us that way, in my opinion.
Yeah, because you vote for, you don't even vote for candidates anymore. You vote for a platform. You vote for a platform.
It's
not
the participant; it's the platform.
Yeah, and that's wrong because there are people who are good on doesn't matter what party they are that have good thoughts and good ideas, but they're basically not allowed to use them because the platform, the party, the lobbyists dictate what they want to have them say or do.
Chris in Louisville, Chris, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Hey, man, like, we just need to start holding the politicians more accountable. Everyone that keeps sending thoughts and prayers, just go and throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
Any politician that's refused to at least try to attempt to fix this situation, they just need to be voted out of office. Like, we have midterms coming up in November. Like, doesn't matter what party, they just need to be gone.
But, Chris, I'm so poisoned by all this. Why would any of us not believe that the replacements will just be compromised and bought as well?
Well, we just need to hold them accountable. That's the problem we've had in society is that we get these politicians in and we don't hold them accountable for the promises and such that they've made. And like we need to start doing that because the thoughts and prayers can only go so far.
Yeah, thank you for the call. Ray in Dallas. Ray, you're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
As a father and a husband, my heart goes out to anyone affected by any sick or evil on the planet. But as a father and a husband and a protector and a provider of my home, taking away my semi-automatic rifle won't solve this problem either.
Yeah.
My solution to this problem would be to combine police stations into schools, sub-police stations. You know what I'm saying? Or let's get the money to get the security in these schools. I mean, let's put the recreational marijuana out there and tax it, and let's get these schools if it's a money issue. I mean, there's plenty of solutions to this problem other than disarming the public, because I grew up in crime-ridden neighborhoods and was a part of crime as a child. And the last thing criminals care about are laws. We have enough laws. I couldn't buy any of my weapons without a background check. I don't know anybody that legally buys their weapon without a background check. Criminals don't care about laws. Let's protect our kids, Tolo.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for the ideas, Ray.
The background check thing, I mean, there are background checks. I have never purchased a gun, so I don't know the process that it goes to get one. I know there are some background checks, but... And he is right. Like, you know, there are crimes that are committed that background checks won't solve at all because the guns are purchased or obtained illegally or on the black market, whatever you want to say. I have no idea how these were gotten.
Yeah, I mean, background checks are there to prevent felons and people of a shady background to get a gun. But, you know, we live in a society now where you can get a gun quicker than you can get a jar of Infamil. You know, that's
what you can't get a jar of Infamil.
Exactly. That's the point. But I'm not saying that to say get rid of guns. I'm saying that because, like Sean just pointed out, solutions are what we need. And unfortunately, the solutions, as the Tolo just shared there, is to turn a school into a semi-fort. And that's sad.
That is sad. Guy in Louisiana. Guy, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Sean and RJ, thank you for having me. I'm a teacher of 25 years and a long time Tolo. And I think y'all had part of the answer. The answer is this is Mental Health Month, and we need our teachers and more counselors, and these kids need to be screened, and our teachers are tired, and our counselors are tired, and they're doing more stuff than just truly counseling. And the biggest thing is I'm a conservative from Louisiana, but this is not about politics, man. Something's got to be done. I don't care if you're NRA or anti. These are our children. These are our babies. And there's no reason for these kids to be going to school scared to death. And, you know, us here on the front lines that are dealing with it, there's way too many people that say, this can't happen to us. It would never happen here. Yeah. And we practice, you know, once or twice a year, active school shooting situations. And, you know, the training and all that is not enough. We've got to be able to put the funding, like the gentleman before me said, the $200 million. Let's put it into the mental health and the counseling and really getting into these kids and understanding what's going on and trying to identify the at-risk kids. That's, you know, forget guns and not guns and politics, man.
Yeah.
Let's take care of the problem at the very, very base level where people are making decisions to do these things, the mental health side of it. But long time, Tolo, I appreciate the opportunity. And, you know, let's try to find a solution, not divide these people anymore.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, guy. The saddest thing is obviously all the lives lost. The second saddest thing, the 30 minutes of conversation that we just had, I just don't believe we're capable of having it at the highest level. That's what's truly sad. We can have 10 phone calls from all walks of life. We've never met each other. And we can have a reasonable back and forth and exchange of ideas. And that it can't happen from the people that are in charge of fixing it. That's really sad. That's depressing. It's demoralizing. It's hopeless. That's the way I feel about it right now. Awful. Final hour. How the Mavs got back into this. Well, they're not back in the series. How the Mavs extended the series and what can they copy for game 5. I think the Tolos ended up being right about the adjustments. We'll talk about it next. Final hour of Sean and RJ after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.